It's a blessing to be back to the communion class. Yeah, Father's House. And I love these classes. Every week we get, the Lord just covers so much ground. I thank God for all of it. Yeah, it's a blessing.
Don't you think as we're more united, that way we draw more out of it?
Yeah.
Because we've gotten, close.
Yeah.
Closer.
Yeah. That's communion with the Holy Spirit and each other.
That's right.
And everybody can, the Lord can use the perceptions we have to bless us all. We'll begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in all of your people. Lord, I pray that you'll mightily move this day through everyone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, we're still in chapter 17. We'll start at verse 11. I think we stopped around verse 13 last week. Jesus is praying. And verse 11 says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." This is something that the Holy Spirit is systematically leading us back to, that we may be one in him. As just like he was one with the Father's will. In my own life, when I promised the Lord I'd do whatever he say, that was the first time I made a vow like that. I intended it to be that way when I first got saved. But in reality, some things you don't give God. You hold back on some things. He gave me some information that I needed. And I talked about it before. I said, "Lord, you knew that I needed to know this a long time ago." And he said, "When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father." Because he said, he's got one opinion and the Father's going to give him more. So that taught me a lesson, that statement alone. But then I said, "Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do whatever you say do, I'm going to do." And what did I do that for? He started telling me things to do. But I found out that when I do what he say do, it puts me in a position to learn what I can't learn. So a couple of years ago, I started confessing. I guess about a year and a half, the Lord started taking me in a direction and he started telling me things that I need to do. And I said, to get the element of error out of the way, I said, "I will do all that's in his heart." I started praying and I do all that's in his heart. So that as he reveals stuff, I'll receive it faster. So that I'll cooperate with it better. And this is what Jesus is praying here. He said, "Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." And to be one, if I can be one with the Father, then I can be one with you, as you're one with the Father. We all work together. It's just one work of God, but it's manifested through many people. And if the Holy Spirit is guiding us, Jesus is the head of the church, then he's not going to do something Jesus wouldn't do. We'll be guided by the Holy Spirit under the guidance of Jesus. We'll be doing what he would have done in our position. And that's the best you can do.
Amen.
Now,
Apostle, it's just so great to know that they operate as one. It would be sad to have three people trying to tell you what to do.
you would be experienced.
Next thing comes, the Father said, Jesus said, "Well, that wasn't what the Father wanted. He said he wanted this, And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit comes and said, "I don't know what them guys was talking about." That's the way people are. When you put them all together, they have different opinions, different.
Yeah.
They're not one, They just have three or four different things they want to tell you. That wasn't what I had in mind,
Yeah.
That was, you know, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and we already have the, we're in charge. The Holy Spirit is our guide, but he knows what to do. If we yield to him, he'll give us the best leading we can get.
That's true, because we're doing the ministry of Jesus on earth. Mm-hmm. He said, these things that you see me do, you're going to do a greater thing. He left the ministry in our hand because we're the spiritual body of Jesus.
Yeah.
His physical, we are the spiritual body.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit help us to maneuver and guide us and lead us. He said, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I'm going to show you. One of the most important things that the Holy Spirit has to do is to show us Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we grow from glory to glory, like Mary was saying this morning. Mm-hmm. But the way we measure God's word is the way it's measured to us.
Yes.
So that's the other reason I say I pray and I confess that I'll do all that's in his heart. Charles Capps, I learned to confess what you want. Whatever you're trying to do, confess it. That's the beginning. Because your tongue is just like the rudder in a ship. You can you can plot your course.
Amen.
That's the best way I know to condition myself to be one with his will, so that his will will be my will. And then I have to turn around and receive what he say. And then I speak it and act on it. But I only get back the way I measure God's word. That's the way it'll come back. So I want to measure it big as he does. So I'll be on the, then we're on the same page. So if he say do something, I won't worry about why not. I'll look at him. If you believe in God for anything, don't look at the situation. Don't look at what you're after. Don't look at the challenges. Look at him. And if you can do that, you can get it done. Years ago, I had set aside time to paint my house. I had one day to paint it. It was a small house, 2-bedroom house. And I put off some of my customers so I could paint the house. I scheduled everything the next day. Then rain was in the forecast. I had already planned this a week ago, and it was supposed to rain all day. I said, Lord, I got to paint this house. I said, I'm just going to believe you for a dry day. I said, and I'm going to paint. I got all my equipment together that morning. I spray painted the house, and I began. And then the clouds kind of dense. It was dense at first, and then it broke out, and I could see the sky. And I saw the sky. I said, I'm not putting my faith in that sky. I'm looking to you, Lord. I got to paint this house. And then the clouds came back over. I said, I ain't putting my faith in the clouds. I'm putting my faith in you. I got to paint this house. I painted the house. The house dried and it didn't rain. But looking to him, that's the key.
Amen.
Peter walked on water as long as he kept his eyes on Christ.
Amen.
We do the same thing spiritually. When we confess the word, stick with the word, act on the word, and receive the word of God. And if we can do it, other people, that's how it's going to, everything we do can inspire others. If you do something right, and I see it, I say, hey, that's the way to go. Well, we have an audience of people that watch us all day, that we're around. So when we get saved, a healing process begins in us. So as we're acting on the word of God, they see a visual of the healing process. And they can partake of it. And if we treat the work as one work, when other people do part of the work that we can't, we're going to honor them for what they do.
Amen.
And see, we're all in Christ.
Yes.
We are joint heirs. Everybody's a joint heir. So we're equal. We have different assignments. But the assignments don't make us more or less. We're equal. and when we see it that way, it's easy to become one.
First should be last
and
last first.
Yeah. And the key is the love makes the difference. Those that love the Lord the most, they receive more from the Lord because they're in a position to relate to him. When he speaks, they won't shut it down. They When the Lord teaches me something, I ask him more questions. So that I can, just like Gideon, he asked him, he put out all those fleeces and he asked the Lord questions to deal with the concerns he had so that he could be the man God wanted him to be. That was his intention. And he did the best he could. But now we have the Holy Spirit. We don't have to put a fleece out, but we can ask the Lord anything. And I'll ask him anything so that I can cooperate with him. I don't want to get, when he need me to do something, I don't want to be asking whether I should do it or not. I want to be jumping on it. And if you measure the word big, it'll be measured back to you. So what if you're anointed and it takes faith to operate the anointing and you're quick about it, then the anointing can work faster and minister to his people. So in verse 11 again, he said, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." Jesus had faith in two. He had faith in the Father to keep him, and he had faith in his disciples to continue his work. So Jesus believes in you.
Okay, got a question, Apostle. Now, he said he prayed that they'll be one as him and his Father, you know, the Holy Spirit is one.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be one with all our different opinions? And what's the factor that makes us one?
Looking unto him.
That's good. And keep flowing.
And because if your eye be single, your whole body will mm-hmm. become full of light. And it will be. The opinions can't, when the light is shed, is shining forth, you can see things as they are.
That's good.
And when you look into him, eventually you're going to, the things you believed is not true, it's going to come up. And you'll say, "Oh, that ain't no good." Or that, "Oh, I should do it this way." You know, you'll see it for what it is. And I've had to do that a heap of times. I had opinions.
That's true.
We all have the same. We're one in the spirit.
That's good. That's exactly where I'm going. And then the fivefold ministry is supposed to bring us into the unity
of
the faith. It's supposed to bring us into that unity. It's supposed to teach us
how
to come into that unity
of
the faith so we can operate as one.
Yeah. And if you watch.
That spirit, like you said,
mm-hmm.
is that big helper. He's to help us
mm-hmm.
to get us there. Have you ever noticed, you know, I have a friend that lives in Maryland, and I can tell her what my preacher preached about. She says, "Oh, it's the same thing my preacher preached about." That's just amazing. So many miles away, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the work of the Holy and Holy Spirit. You got some work to do. And he can do it now. I mean, you know, and no job is too big for him. You know, he's already got it.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just got to get it. You know, we just got to know that
you
got it.
When you watch, those that operate under the anointing are already on the same page.
Amen.
They speak the same, just like her pastor and Pastor McCann and us. And he going to preach this today. You know, it always happens. He going to say something we said in this class.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit is one. It's one word.
Amen.
And
that's good.
When the leaders are one, the followers are one. Because they look to the and the Lord taught me that if the leaders don't follow God, you can forget the rest of everybody else is not gonna happen. Only those who sincerely follow the Holy Spirit they'll go forward. All right. 1 Corinthians 11. Communion is the strength of our life. The way we commune with the Father, it changes, it alters everything in God's favor. 1 Corinthians 11:24. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." As I was reading it, I just appreciate how Jesus invested in us. He gave everything for us.
Oh, wow. How he invested in us. I like that.
And he prayed for us. Mm-hmm. And then he set us up to win. And then he believed we could do it. So Jesus believes in you just like you believe in him. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Every work that's headed by the Holy Spirit. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.